How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? This is Randall Beatley, and this is another episode of the Unhinged Wrestling Podcast. Today's episode will be the last that I post for this year. It's going to be 2021, sort of going over that. And looking towards 2022, some things that I want to see happen, some things I think might happen. Where do I see the state of wrestling? This was a topic that was briefly discussed on the episode that I posted about that I did on my friend's live podcast, Beyond the Curtain podcast, that was posted on Wednesday night. This, of course, so I'm recording this episode on Wednesday night, and I just posted that episode, and I'm recording this and setting it to post Saturday morning, for the fact that it's going to be a busy weekend with Christmas being Saturday. So this is a special Christmas episode. So Merry Christmas to all who celebrate Christmas. If you celebrate Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, Happy Kwanzaa, on the 26th. So looking into 2022, I don't see much changing in terms of the wrestling business, because I think each individual company is comfortable where they're at. And while that's a good thing, I also believe it's a bad thing for the industry, because I don't think anybody's really necessarily getting creative. There's some creativity going down in NXT, in my opinion, though. And so a lot of what I hope to see, and so we're going to go promotion by promotion, on things that I would like to see from that promotion. I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about WWE. I'm not going to talk about Impact. I'm not going to talk about New Japan. I'm not. ROH is essentially over, from what I understand. What do I want to see from AEW? What do I want to see from WWE? Those are the two main promotions, and the only two that I necessarily really care about. And so we'll start with AEW. What do I want to see from AEW in 2022? Well, the first thing, first and foremost, the only real thing that I want to see happen in 2022 is Tony Khan, especially, but the rest of the roster included, stop talking about the goddamn demo. No one gives a fuck about your 18 to 49, except for advertisers, which are good on a business side, but the average fan doesn't care about your 18 to 49 demo. No one cares. You're not beating nobody of any importance in that demo even, right? Right, cool. You got the younger generation. Wonderful. But, I mean, it's still a 0.3, 0.4 week in and week out. It's not like you're drastically getting big numbers in that, right? To me, if you're not getting a million people watching your show, and this goes to NXT, but we'll talk about NXT when I talk about WWE and why I don't have high expectations for it to do well and why I liked the business decision of turning it back into developmental. We'll talk about that in a minute. But AEW has reached a million, what, four times in the length of its existence? Four times? Five times, maybe, at most? So, I mean, you're not doing big numbers, so shut the fuck up. Right? That's how I feel. That's honestly how I feel. Like, a lot of people, you know, for most of what I say, I say it in a way to make it come off I always play this heel character in my group of, oh, I hate everything about the, right? If you've listened to episodes where I was with my friend Cody and my brother James and on either of their shows or even on this episode, a lot of times, you know, I do like open letters to the fans or open letters to Tony Khan, and it always comes out sort of like heelish that I hate on the industry. And a lot of that is my honest belief, but just said 1,000 times worse than how I would actually say it as a character. But I honestly, this is how I honestly feel. Tony Khan, shut the fuck up. Right? You know what would make AEW 1,000 times better? If Tony Khan, if the roster, and if the fans would just shut the fuck up about the 18 to 49 demo. Because no casual fan gives a fuck. No casual fan gives a fuck. And I would like to also see AEW fans. Right? So that's number one that I want to see from AEW. Number two, that the fans realize that AEW is no less sports entertainment as WWE. I mean, for God's sakes, you had an Orange Juice pool match. That's straight out of the 90s. And y'all thought that was the greatest shit ever. But God forbid if WWE does something like that. Or does a gimmick match. God forbid. Like, to me, I would, right? So that's number two. Realize that you're just as sports entertainment as WWE. The only difference is you allow your guys to speak unscripted. Right? That's fine. That's fine. If that's how you want it to be, that's fine. That's how you want your company to be. But it's still sports entertainment. How many different gimmick matches have AEW done? They've had Stampede Stampedes. They had that Orange Juice pool match, whatever fuck that was. Right? It's no less sports entertainment than WWE. Y'all thought that was the greatest shit ever. But then you want to shit on WWE for what they do. It's just as bad. See, the difference is, but yes, I agree. Raw is the worst 3 hours of television if you sit and watch it in the perspective of how these fans who go to house shows and go to indie shows expect what, like, right? Because here's, people don't understand this, right? Or at least I don't think they understand. Right, when you go to an independent show, a house show, a local wrestling promotion, right, they do like one or two shows a month, right, and so they just throw everything at. They don't really focus on the storytelling necessarily because it's one show a month, right, and so that whole show is just about the in-ring action, which is fine, right, which is fine. But if you're going to watch WWE or even AEW in that instance, like, right, which is weekly television, which is supposed to be telling us a show every single week and expanding the storylines from week to week, right? What AEW to me is doing is they're giving us glorified house shows. Every week, they're putting matches on for the sake of having matches and really not telling us any long-term stories. I get it, and the first thing they're going to say is, Omega and Adam Page, that was long-term story. Yeah, and it was, half of it was boring as shit. Right, the front half of it was fine, the back half of it was fine. But what was in the middle when Paige was doing absolutely nothing but skits and be a joke of a character and all of that shit with the Dark Order and all of that was awful in my opinion. It just made no sense. Like, to me, there was no connection, right, from the first episode of AEW when they were trying to build Paige, build Hangman, right? To the day he won the title, right? There was no connection from event to event. Like, there was really no reason for me to understand. Like, I don't understand. How does he go from jobbing with Dark Order to AEW champion without really any, like, he didn't earn the match. He didn't earn, right? Everyone's like everyone complains about NXT. Oh, why is Bron Breakker in this match? He never did anything to earn it. And we're going to talk about that. You know, before I clicked record, I was like, what am I going to talk about on this episode? And because I had a topic earlier today, and I forgot to write it down. And I got to start writing these things down because I have a lot of good ideas. I just forget them. And that was actually what I wanted to talk about. Some things that I saw on the internet today that I want to address in my opinion on. But anyway, what else do I want to see from AEW? So one, Tony Khan to shut the hell up. Two, for the fans to realize they're just as sports entertainment as WWE. And if we can get to the actual product, I would love to see Tay Conti as women's champion. I would love to see Omega, the Elite, the Bucks, all of those guys really take a step back from the programming. Focus on a lot of the younger stars. Right? Sammy could be a superstar if they gave him the focus they gave the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. Right? We know Omega, like if it was me, right? If it was me, Omega, the Young Bucks would simply be there to put on great matches and to get young stars over. Right? They've had their chance as champions. Now put them in the background and put over new stars. Same with Adam Cole. Adam Cole doesn't need to be world champion. He can just be there to put on great matches. Same with Daniels. Right? And my issue is they're bringing in all these superstars. Right? They're doing the same thing that they complained WWE did. They're doing the same thing that people love to complain. There's so many younger talent. Why are they pushing the old guys? There's so much good talent on that roster. I mean, for God's sake. Brian Cage, when his contract is over, I don't know when his contract is over, but there's big rumors that he's more than likely jumping ship to WWE because he's not getting the push that I believe he deserves. Now, he's not younger, but Brian Cage could have been booked as a monster. Brian Cage could have been booked as a monster. But he wasn't. Same with Lance Archer. Could have been booked as a monster. Just defeating everybody. But he wasn't. I don't understand that. Alright, I'm done talking about that company. I really am. I don't like to spend time talking about them because I don't like them. I don't like the company. It's not the individuals. There are individuals in that company I think are fantastic in the industry. It's a damn shame WWE did not push Tay Conti in the way she's being pushed right now. It's a damn shame that they let some of that talent slip out of their hands. I just don't like the people in charge. I don't like the fans. I don't like the owner. I hate Tony. I don't hate him. I just dislike Tony Khan. He's a mark with money who's playing in GM mode in real life. I just don't think he's good and what we need to do, and I made a joke on Twitter that Vince Russo would make a great booker for AEW, and I absolutely mean it. It was a joke, but I mean it. Like, I think he would help bring the casual fan, right? And AEW fans would hate it, and so it will never happen. But do you want to beat WWE? Put Vince Russo there. I honestly believe it, because he watches popular TV, and he knows what's popular somewhat in the world. He's not hip to everything. But he'll take his style and I absolutely believe he'll bring, right? I have another theory as well, that this is for wrestling in general. if we went back to the, it doesn't have to go full like X-rated, but if we went back to having women be sexy, let me tell you something. I don't know if you saw Tuesday, the 21st episode of NXT. Mandy Rose was not there in person. She was there in a pool in her bathing, in her bikini. And holy shit. Put that on TV. Right? Because let me be honest with you. If I was a channel flipper, and I was flipping through channels, and I was going through the channel, seeing what was on, and that came on my television, you know where I'm staying until that, at least until that segment is over. And if you did it right, maybe I'd stay the whole damn show. You got some women in this industry that, ladies and gentlemen, could be making billions of dollars on the X-rated websites. They got the features that men want to see. And I'm not saying sexualize women. I'm not proposing that we sexually harass women. But use what they have to make you money as a business person, right? Now, of course, I would say, hey, do you feel comfortable doing this segment? But y'all, if these women don't have it figured out, there's a reason that every single woman sells 8x10s of their bikini photo shoots. There's a reason. You can't. I have not found one woman who wrestles that does not sell 8x10 bikini photo shoots. I haven't found one. A lot of those on the independents have OnlyFans. No, it's nothing like X-rated, right? But let's be honest. That would put asses in seats. That would put eyes on the TV. As an industry-wide, like, to me, it's not using them, right? Because they're already doing it to themselves. I mean, shit. Like, WWE, to me, the biggest mistake in 2021 is not using Scarlett Bordeaux in a more scandalous way. I mean, shit, she's, what, 30 days post-release and she has an OnlyFans already? You can go to anybody. Like, shit, JC Jane posted a bikini picture earlier this week. Mandy's posting them. I mean, they do it to themselves. They post it themselves because they know it gets them attention. And they know what they have. They have the assets. So why don't you as a company say, hey, this is what we're going to do. Do you feel comfortable doing this? We're going to use you and your, right? The whole Emelina gimmick would have, it would have definitely worked in the Attitude Era. But I believe had they actually gone through with that gimmick. Now, I don't think Tennille Dashwood, I think is her real name. I don't think she was the right person for that gimmick. She's gorgeous. Someone like Lana would have been better in that gimmick. Or Carmella. It would just come off more natural. It would have been a better, it would have been a more natural, like, because you can't go from Emma, who, you know, was like, she wasn't like dorky, but she wasn't like coming off like all sexual, even though she was beautiful, right? But I just don't, like, it wouldn't have been a realistic flip. Whereas someone like Lana or Carmella, right? Because Carmella was always like, I'm the hottest thing here in NXT. Well, that would have been a perfect gimmick to put her in, you know, on the main roster. It's not working for her now. I just think what they're doing with her now is stupid. But NXT has someone, Tiffany Stratton, who's playing like this rich girl, daddy's girl type gimmick, and she's fine as hell. Like, I don't want to see her wrestle. I want to see her I want to see her play a gimmick. And, right, I don't want to see her have a 30-minute match. I don't want to see her do super kicks and flips. No. I want to see her do what I know what she's going to do. She's going to get in the ring. Hey, look, she's gymnastic as hell. I think she did gymnastics. I think that's the world she comes from. Right? Now, that's not saying that all women have to do it, because you have your people like Shayna Baszler and Becky Lynch, who, while Becky looks good, that's not, I don't think that would be the role for her. The role for her. Your Charlotte Flairs. Don't put Charlotte in that type of gimmick. Have her fight. That's fine. But there's a place and time for it on the roster. Let me tell you something. Like I said, if I was a channel flipper and I would have flipped channels and I would have landed on USA on Tuesday night and saw Mandy in a bikini, I would have stayed on that channel. I would have stayed on that channel. At least, right? And then I think the only segment after that was the main event segment, if I could recall. And that was a fantastic match. The Bruiserweight and Tony D had a fantastic match. And so, I mean, that overall for the industry, one thing I would love industry-wide is for us to go back to allowing sex, or not even like sex scenes. Like, we don't need to have Lita and Edge in the middle of the ring fucking. We don't need to go back to that. But Mandy Rose in the pool doing her promo. And that's what I love. I don't know what convinced WWE to go back to doing these like out of the arena promos, but they're fantastic. It's what I've been saying this for like 3 years. Everyone complained about Brock because he was never on the TV enough. Well, all WWE had to do to change that was to film like six vignettes of him in Canada, basically playing the gimmick he's playing now, and put them on periodically, and just to say, hey, a reminder, I'm still champion. Right? And then he can show up, and he people won't forget about him. Right? Now, what would I like to see out of NXT WWE? One, I would like to see Raw go back to 2 hours, but that'll never happen. That's a network thing. But I would like to see Raw become more entertaining. It is a drag. SmackDown is obviously the better show. But personally, I don't think there's much you could do on those shows. So I would love to see Dakota Kai win either Raw or SmackDown Women's Champion. Would love to see it. I'm not quite sure if it'll happen, but I would love to see it. I always say this every year. I would love to see Dolph Ziggler get another world championship run. It won't happen. But hey, it happened for Big E, and I never thought we would see one with Big E. So who knows? I'll keep up the hope on that one. But I'm more focused on what I want to see on NXT. And so what I would love to see with NXT is a continuation of what they're doing now. Just continue it. Build these characters. Tony D, Grayson Waller, Bron Breakker, Carmelo Hayes. They seem to be the main men characters. Santos Escobar. Fantastic gimmick. The Creed Brothers. Fantastic tag team. Briggs and Jensen. MSK. You know, we got a bunch of young talent on the roster now. And I love what WWE's doing. They're going out and they're saying, hey, we're going to get stud athletes. Stud athletes. And this is what I wanted to talk about. Everyone's complaining. You know, when WWE was signing all the indie talent 2-3 years ago, and they said, oh, they're hoarding talent. Right? But they released them all. Oh, how dare WWE release people? How dare they cut the contracts? Wait a minute. I thought they were hoarding. Wouldn't you rather see these people wrestle? Like, that's the whole thing that irritated me. People would get upset. WWE's holding talent. And so guess what? Instead of hoarding talent, they released them back, right? And it wasn't like they said, hey, you're not going to get paid for the next 90 days. No, no. I don't think people understand how the 90-day or 60-day clause work, right? They still get paid. They get paid to sit at home. It's a non-compete clause just saying, hey, for the next 90 days, while we remove you from sort of existence, right, from the storylines, you can't be here, right, or you can't show up somewhere else. And they only put that in effect Because, who was it? Lex Luthor? Was it Lex Luthor who appeared on two shows the same night? Oh, boy. Was it Lex Luthor or was it... I want to say it was... No, it was Rick Rude. It was Rick Rude. That's right. It was Rick Rude. It was Rick Rude. He, appeared on what? On WWE, and then, no. Rude, yeah, so, it was the next day. I'm not big on history, but like I was born in 97, so I don't remember a lot of wrestling from the late 90s, early 2000s. Like, I don't even consider myself a fan there. Like, if I had to count my fanship, I would say I really became a big fan of wrestling in general since 2014. Right? I watched it as a kid, but what kid didn't watch WWE growing up in the early 2000s? Right? What kid didn't know who Rock or Stone Cold was? Or Undertaker? Right. But, yeah, he appeared on WWE, and then the next day appeared on, what was it, Nitro? And then, didn't he appear on ECW later that week, too? Yeah. But that's literally, from my understanding, the only reason that they put that clause in there. So that they don't have another instance of, hey, you showed up on NXT on Tuesday, we released you, and, you showed up on NXT on Tuesday, we released you on Wednesday, you're on Rampage on Friday. That's literally the only reason. Now, when your contract ends, there's a little bit less that they could do, but it's not like they said, hey, you can't work. And you're not going to get paid. They pay them for the 90 days. I mean, I would love to get 3 months pay without having to do work. I mean, a lot of times, and it's not you can't work. It's just don't show up on another competitor's TV shows. And with the internet, it's don't show up anywhere now. I think they really had to make... Before the internet and before, you know, people would go to indie shows and take pictures and post them on the internet. WWE really, I don't really think, cared about them going to indie shows as long as they weren't on TV or being promoted. But, I mean, I just, people just get on my nerves, right? Because, oh, you're hoarding talent, gets released. How dare you release them? Well, they weren't being used. Would you rather see them actually being used? Right? And then WWE goes and gets athletes that aren't in the professional wrestling industry. Well, how dare WWE not get these indie talents who have paid their dues? Well, what the fuck do you guys want? That's why WWE doesn't listen to the fans. Y'all don't know what the fuck you want. And here's my thing. From a purely business standard, let's just take a stud athlete, or at least a popular athlete, Jake Paul. Let's take Jake Paul right now. Right? If you had Jake Paul and you said, hey, do you want to sign for me? You sign Jake Paul to your wrestling promotion. Do you have him pay his dues for 10 years? Or do you push him to the fucking moon? Let me tell you something right now. If I was WWE and Jake Paul signed and said, I want to wrestle for you, right? And they've done this multiple times. Ronda Rousey wanted to do it. You know why you pushed? Now, Ronda Rousey was 3 to 4 years past when she should have signed, because she had taken some losses at that point by the time when she signed, and it just wasn't super compelling to actually have her on the programming. It was a little too late. I would say the same thing about McGregor right now. Like, if McGregor were to show up, I would be hype. But it's just a little too late. He's already been exposed. If Tyron Woodley showed up, no one would care, right? I mean, he's taken two losses to Jake Paul. He just got knocked the fuck out by Jake Paul. And that's not giving nothing from Jake Paul. Jake Paul, he's better than his brother. His brother, I thought, was using this as sort of like a gimmick. He's actually, I think, taking it somewhat serious. I just wish he would fight someone that, and it wasn't like a money grab. Like, apparently in the contract, he said you can't knock out Jake Paul. It's simply a money grab. That's why he's not accepting challenges from real fighters. And I don't understand this whole thing where, like, random people are just now starting to box. Like, they have TikTok things. Like, because you can't just hop in a boxing ring. Right? Same thing with the professional wrestling. Like, I didn't realize this. But in order to wrestle, you have to get certified by a board. Right? And you have to have a license in some states to wrestle or to box. You have to, like, be certified to wrestle in all the states, right? And so a lot of times, now I don't know how it works with, like, WWE, because WWE is certified to wrestle in all 50 states, if that means that all their competitors can, or if each competitor needs to get licensed in all the state. I don't understand. I don't know how that works. But I know, like, there's some local guys down here, and I always wonder, like, why are they only wrestling in Georgia, North Carolina, right? Why don't they go anywhere else? Or I see posts like, hey, just got my certification in X and X state, accepting bookings now. Like, and I didn't understand what that meant, because I just thought if you were a wrestler and you were trained, you could wrestle wherever, right? But same thing with boxing, apparently, is you have to be licensed to box in certain states. And certified the box. And so why are we handing out these certifications to, like, TikTokers and YouTubers? That's just weird to me. But anyway, back to my point. If you had Jake Paul, would you make him pay his dues, or would you earn the money that you know you're going to have for the next 2 years out of him? Right? Because he's going to be a 2-year run, maybe at most, maybe 6 months run, and then get rid of him. Make your money while he's popped. While he's popping. Right? You wouldn't make him pay his dues, and then 10 years later, when no one gives two shits about him, push him. Right? And so WWE, right? Well, why are you pushing Omos? Well, because Omos is believably going to beat anybody on that roster. Like, it's believable that Omos could beat the shit out of anybody. And he's a former athlete. He's 7 foot tall. He's a giant. Is he green? Sure. But push the bitch, because he's a stud athlete, right? Right. So WWE's NIL program, they call it the Next in Line program. NIL stands for Name, Image, and Likeness. I love the idea. Essentially, they're going to sponsor college athletes, and basically, at the end of their college career, if they don't go pro in the sport they're playing, WWE will allow them to do a tryout. I mean, they got the Cavender twins, which one, by the way, are gorgeous. Now they don't have anything special in terms of, like, bodily features, but they're still gorgeous. And I can absolutely see them being sort of another type of, like Bella twins. That would be great. There's a guy in this NIL program, I think his name is Joe Spivak. Spivak. He plays for Northwestern. First off, any defensive lineman who is good enough to wear number one, first off, he's known as Spivs. Which, that's a WWE name. All right. He's going to be known as Spivs. Or just go as, and introducing to the ring, Spivak. Right? I can already see it. Right? Number one for most programs, most college football teams will reward number one to who they consider the best player on the team. Or the most, like, not just in talent on the field, but in the locker room, right? You have to earn number one for most programs. Right? Now, this guy, Spivak, they announced the NIL class. Most of the guys and gals introduced posted their picture that WWE posted and said, oh, I can't wait for this. It definitely sounded like a pre-written press release thing. Hey, WWE said, hey, post this. Right? Post this with your picture on your social media. Right? Now, Spivak went far and beyond greater than this. Did a whole ass promo on Instagram. Look it up. And I put a comment on there. This dude entered the industry. He's not even in the industry. And in my opinion, did a better promo than 95% of the indie stars that we all love. And this dude's a stud athlete. Right? You don't earn the number one without being a stud athlete. He has a personality. He was built for this industry. He has a name, Spivak. Oh, WWE's going to use the shit out of that name. He's one of the ones on this roster. Now, there's another dude, AJ Ferrari. That's a name built for WWE. Right? So, y'all, and everyone's complaining, oh, why is WWE going to athletes rather than guys who paid their dues? Well, you know why? Because they're going to probably more than likely draw more money, get more eyes on the product. Right? Like, this is Gable Stevenson. Gable Stevenson's part of, they listed him as part of the NIL class. He was already there before they announced it, really going off of his Olympic hype. But would you rather have, like, if you had an Olympic athlete, Gable Stevenson, who won an Olympic gold medal, right? Kurt Angle did not pay his dues in the industry. He didn't pay his dues. He came there and was pushed to the goddamn moon. He won a gold medal with a broken freaking neck. He was pushed. Now, right? And honestly, if I was WWE, you have Gable Stevenson. There's two ways you can put. You can put him in Alpha Academy with Chad Gable and Otis. I mean, I wish that Otis would get his last name back for this gimmick. Like, he was fine as Otis when he was Heavy Machinery Otis, but I wish he would be Otis Dojovec or whatever his last name was again. I wish they would just add it back because, to me, it would just be better, right? Either put him in Alpha Academy as another one of, like, Chad Gable's students, or bring Kurt Angle back. And ultimately, what I would love to see is Kurt Angle come back and lead Alpha Academy. Sort of like a main roster version of Diamond Mind, which I think is better than it was when it first debuted. It's getting a lot better on me. It's growing on me, that whole gimmick. So ultimately, for AEW, Tony Khan, shut the hell up. Fans learn that you're just as sports entertainment. You're not good. Your numbers suck. You've hit 1 million 5 times in 3 years. So, I mean, there's nothing really to brag on. Hey, right? You're beating NXT, right? But that's it. And NXT, right, is probably the best brand, but I mean, no one really necessarily watches it because there's not any name talent in WWE. What they're doing, and I wish people would understand this, that people are using, NXT is using these new names. They're building them. Because here's what my issue, everyone would always complain, oh, WWE ruins main roster debuts when they come from NXT to the main roster. They just get buried. Well, that's not necessarily true. Drew McIntyre didn't get buried. He rose. But you know what Drew McIntyre has? One, the will to grow. Two, he wasn't some indie darling. Like, I honestly believe that Drew McIntyre, if he had the choice, and I really think WWE ruined him his first time, right? I don't consider Drew McIntyre a product of the indie circuit. The same way I wouldn't consider Jinder Mahal the product of the indie circuit. Drew McIntyre made his name as Drew McIntyre, right? Now, when he was Drew Galloway on the indie scene, he was fantastic. But I didn't hear about him, right? I didn't hear about him the way that I would hear about, you know, the Hardys on the indie scene or Omega or the Young Bucks. Like, you didn't hear about Drew Galloway all that often, right? At least I didn't, and I mean, but, you know, he made his name as Drew McIntyre in WWE, right? But he got a push. He didn't get buried. He, right? You know who got buried? The indie darlings, that all the wrestlers that the indie darling fans, the ones that, right, Alistair, Andrade, Karrion Kross, which I think that was a mistake, burying Karrion Kross. But they're people that the ROH type wrestlers, the indie type wrestlers, that they don't fit with the WWE system, right? So what the switch to NXT 2.0, right? And everyone's still trying to hang on to black and gold. What they need to realize is what's happening is that WWE are taking young superstars, developing them in the WWE system. Cora Jade, for example. Cora Jade, and everyone hates on her for some reason for not going with NXT. You were being squashed by, like, Brandi Rose and Red Velvet. You weren't going anywhere. And that's a shame because she's a talent. But she left and signed with WWE. And she's getting pushed to the moon. She's going to be the future of the women's division, in my opinion. Her, Electra Lopez. Gigi Dolin, JC Jane are going to be good. I would like to see some more developmental in the women's division. There's a lot going on. Tiffany Stratton is going to be good. I would like to see Lash Legend actually get in the ring. See if maybe if the reason she's not in the ring is because she's super, super green, right? Which I would understand. But anyway, they're using these, they're developing them, giving them WWE-style gimmicks. Because that was the thing, right? With these indie darlings. They would join NXT, they wouldn't get a gimmick, they would just go by name power alone. They wouldn't have a gimmick. They would do fantastic down in NXT. They would get to the main roster, and because they didn't have a gimmick, there was no place to put them in the story. Right? There was no place to put them in the story. And so what you're doing now is you're giving these guys, these young talents, gimmicks. So when they get caught up, they have a gimmick. The writers know what's going on, and they could fit them in to the overall storylines, right? So overall, I would wish industry wide the fans would just shut the hell up, stop complaining, watch what you want to watch, but don't complain about other people not watching what you like or thinking that it sucks. Because subjectively, NXT is the greatest thing still on TV. The problem is there's so many fans who are, in my opinion, brainwashed to only accept AEW as legitimate wrestling. But it's just, like I said, it's just as sports entertainment as WWE. That's just my opinion. Let me know what you guys think. Follow me on Twitter at Randall_Beatley. Let me know what you guys think. And again, go check out my friend's podcast, Beyond the Curtain. You can find them on Twitter at BTCPOD18. Again, that's BTCPOD18. 8. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. Share this episode with all your friends. And I thank you guys for listening. Hope you have a great rest of your day. And again, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. Hope you have a great holiday weekend. Thank you. And a Happy New Year. Like I said, this will be the last episode until the new year. Thank you.